we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time. Way back.
You're now listening to DJ Classic Magic, playing the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. Here at Sonic Radio, The Rocks.
Classic Magic here. Decided to jump on. It's just after 9 p.m. on a Wednesday evening. How y'all doing tonight? Like I said, thought I'd jump on and entertain you as best as I can. I am taking requests, but my playlist is not up for some bizarre reason. I'll figure that out. Sit back, relax, do what you're doing, and enjoy. Here's The Police and Synchronicity 2.
Oh,
was The Police with Synchronicity 2. All right, I'd like to welcome Tina to the chat room. And she's got a couple of requests for me, and I'm going to get those on shortly. Right now, here's some Rush and Tom Sawyer.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. We'll be right back.
nights, and then you pay the price. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got a number and your hand is on the phone. The weather's turned and all the lines are down. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Like walking in the rain and the snow. Nowhere to go when you're feeling like a part of you is dying,
and you're looking for the answer in her eyes.
You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying,
and you're looking for the answer in her eyes.
You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Agree to disagree, but disagree to part. When after all it's just a compromise of the things we do for love.
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 NCC, The Things We Do for Love, from 1977. All right, Tina, this is for you. Here's your request. Billy Idol, Money Money, live.
Here she come now, say money, money. You gotta toss and turn and feel all
Neil and Motley Crue, back to 1987. That's Girls, Girls, Girls. And before that, you heard Billy Idol's version of Money Money. That's right, I said version. It was originally done by Tommy James. And there you go. That's for Tina. She wanted to hear those two great songs. The playlist is now up. I figured out why it wasn't going up because I didn't put it up. I have a short-term memory, so go figure. All right, now I got a couple of promos, and then I'm going to play some Georgia Satellites and a tune. I think it was a one-hit wonder, but you'll remember it. It's called Keep Your Hands to Yourself, and I'll get to that right after this on SonicRadio.rocks.
Welcome, my dear friends. Let the party begin.
Students, the dancing portion of this evening's festivities is about to begin.
Begin.
This is a thrilling moment in all of our lives.
If there's a song you want to hear, please let your DJ know.
Hey, DJ, give me a spot, please.
Hold on, everybody. Here it comes.
And now.
Here comes the music.
Keep your hands to yourself. And keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
the Mighty Moody's, the Moody Blues, and your wildest dreams. Well, I have a little announcement to make. Today, 40 years ago, the soundtrack for Saturday Night Fever was released, and all hell broke loose. It was the biggest soundtrack album to date. And I think it's still... No, I don't think it is. It was beaten by The Bodyguard, that movie with Whitney Houston. That same year, 1977, was the release of the movie. But today is the anniversary of the soundtrack. The movie didn't actually come out today, 40 years ago, but it was the same year. So, God, I remember we'd seen... My family and I had seen the movie... Of course, it was rated R, and I was, what, I don't know, 12? And there's a few objectional scenes in there, and I was like, huh, what? I didn't really get it, but my parents are sitting there looking at me like, did I get it? Did it go over my head? You know, there's like a sex scene and, you know, stuff like that, but it was no big deal, really. It was just the music took over, and of course, Travolta was the star. I remember she had brought home the 8-track. Remember those kids? The 8-track of the soundtrack. And I used to go to sleep to it. And I loved the music. It was really cool for the time. I mean, it's still timeless. Say what you will about disco, but it's still, you know, it's a culture shock, really. So in honor of that, I'm going to play the song that pretty much defined that album, that movie. And basically that decade. I'm talking about Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. And I'll be back.
You're
from the album of the same name. That was the Bruce, the Boss, the Springsteen, born in the USA from 84. That was a big hit back that year. I actually worked at a Musicland record store back here in the States, and I remember that album sold a lot of albums, a lot. Tapes too. This is before CDs too, remember? So all right, well, I am Classic Magic, your friendly neighborhood DJ. I play the best of the oldies, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, sometimes the 90s, but my main focus is the 60s through the 80s. I am in the chat room. I am awaiting requests. Feel free. You do not need to be in the chat room to look at my playlist to choose songs from. That's no big deal. Just at the main page here at sonicradio.rocks, there's a request button on the top right. You can click that, or you can just look at the playlist of my page, on my page, whatever. You'll figure it out. You people are smart, right? But all right, we're about halfway through the set here. I'm going to play something from the 90s, which I rarely do, but I'll do nonetheless. Here's Culture Beat and Mr. Vain.
Call it Mr. Vain. Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Negatory, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck to Sodbuster, come on there. Yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Buddy, we're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your...
10-4, good buddy. That was C.W. McCall and Convoy. That was a big hit back then, I remember. But I think I'm going to pack it up here after a few songs. Hope you enjoyed my show. I know they're getting smaller and smaller every day when I play. So, hey, I never know how long my shows are going to be, but... It's the way it rolls, I guess. Who knows, maybe the next show will be longer. Never can tell. But I just want to say have a good night. It's Wednesday evening, just after 10. That was only an hour. It seemed like longer for me, but whatever. Hope you enjoyed the show. Got some Edwin Collins for you now, and then I'm gonna end it with some John Cicada with a great tune from the 90s, I believe. Just Another Day. I like that song. And I hope you do too. So, this is it. I'm going to turn the mic off. This has been Classic Magic. Stay safe, stay sane in this crazy world, and keep on remembering.